Welcome to the Gals Guide podcast. Join us on an adventure to get to know famous and infamous women from around the world. Each of our presenters has a pick. Is she ancient history? Is she breaking news? Is she safe for work? Well, that's up to each presenter. All we know is that...
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
It's a new month at the Gals Guide podcast, and we are continuing our around-the-world adventures. This month, we are learning about Irish gals. We picked Ireland to be our destination for March because St. Patrick gets a lot of press, right? So what about the lassies? So I have been loving learning how to say hello in the different regions that we travel through. So let's go for Giaguich. Giaguich is to our travelers this month to say hello in Irish. So let me introduce our gal pals. So first up, she is head librarian of Gals Guide and the president of Gals Guide. It's Bonnie Just Fillenworth. Yay! Yay! So Bonnie, introduce yourself to the new people who are listening.
My name is Bonnie Fillenworth. I am the head librarian of Gals Guide, and I do paintings of women throughout history.
Woot woot. Yay! I love it. I love it. Well, next up, it's our Fab Book Club director, Katie Young. Yay! Woo! So, Katie, what would you like to have the new people know about you?
Oh, I prefer to be a mystery, truly.
Trapped in an enigma.
Exactly, yes. As you know me.
Nothing wrong.
No, I'm our book club director, and we have been loving going around the world with book club. We're doing a fantastic mix of nonfiction and fiction. It's been every other month this year, so that's been super cool. If you'd like to sign up, go to galsguide.org and find book club and join us.
Yeah, it's really, really fun.
It is the best time. And you can wear your PJs because we meet over Zoom because that's how we roll.
It's very nice. Mm. Oh, my goodness. Fantastic. Well, next up, it is her first time on the show, and she won our golden ticket to be a podcast guest at our History Science Fair. And we are so happy that she did. So give a wonderful welcome to Lori Hand, everybody.
Yay!
Welcome.
So Lori, introduce yourself to the good people.
Okay. My name is Lori Hand. I'm a longtime Noblesville resident, library lover, and professional book editor.
Yes. See, you're all about the books.
All about the books. I'm bookish.
You fit right in.
You're bookish. I like it.
I thought you said booklicious, and I was like, yeah, you are.
And that's true. All of that. Yes. I love it. So as for me, I've changed my name. So this is going to be very weird, especially, with drinking today, too. So it is a Dharma name that was given to me by my teacher, and it took me 18 months to actually be ready to embrace it and to see its power to put the goodness into the world. So the cool kids are going to call me Riru, which means mountain, but I'm still going to answer to anything you call me because I'm still also the executive director of Gals Guide, and the IRS will still know me as Leah. I also thought it would be a fun way to start the episode because we did this last month where we started with a proverb. And so I thought I would evoke the Irish proverb, castles were built one stone at a time. I thought it was kind of fitting with it being a podcast, one episode at a time. One gal of history at a time. So I thought
library was built one book at a time.
It was. See? Ooh. Yes, exactly. So is it that means our library is our castle?
Heck yeah, it is.
I like it.
Nice.
Sweet. Well, then the next big question is, Bonnie, do you want to go first?
Sure. Now I'm just trying to figure out what month we should build a.
A book castle?
Yeah, a book castle. Oh. Since we've done the tree.
Well, first we need space.
I'm just like, which month is appropriate to build a giant castle out of box?
I mean, I think the answer is every month. But I love that idea. Book castle.
Maybe that should be our Fairyville entry.
Oh, ooh. Look at that. I see what you did there. Dun, dun, dun. Ooh. All these things to think about. Dun, dun, dun. Bonnie, who do you have for us?
I have the wonderful Lillian Bland, who is anything but bland.
Oh, nice.
And the puns just keep coming.
I love an ironic name, so yes.
So before Bessie Coleman and before Amelia Earhart, Miss Lillian Bland. Ooh. She's most known for her contributions to aviation.
Nice.
She was born September 28th in 1878 in Kent. And her father was John Humphrey Bland. And her mother was Emily Charlotte. She was the youngest of three kids. Her father was an artist. Her mother became ill and died when she was young. Aww. And she, I was trying to figure it out, she either, like, lived with her aunt for a little bit, or her aunt lived with her, or they both met at, like, a separate location.
Right.
It was something. So it sounded like she was kind of, like, partially raised by her aunt, who was trying to teach her to be a proper lady. Which didn't really work because she smoked, she wore pants,
oh no,
she hunted, no. She fished, uh-huh. She was a markswoman, she applied for a jockey's license,
nice,
and she didn't ride side saddle. She rode, I forget what it was called.
Normal?
I don't know. Yeah, a leg on each side.
A stride.
Yes.
Oh, a stride.
You have to read a lot of Victorian Regency romances to know that terminology, so here I am for you.
Thank you, Katie. Your expertise is very much appreciated.
Yeah. And then the town clergy were so upset that she rode her horse that way. They instructed the townspeople to throw rocks at her when she did it.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know if anyone actually hit her, but they were like, yeah, you need to try and get her out of doing that.
Throw
rocks at her.
The Bible's all about stoning.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not surprised by this revelation.
But she's on a horse. Like, I mean, all she would have to do is, like, go towards them, and I think that they would move and stop. But sure. No, I get it.
But she ended up becoming a sports journalist and photographer.
Oh.
And, right now, they think that she may have captured the first color plate image of a live bird.
Oh.
Not like a mannequin or like a stuffed bird.
Yeah. Right, right. Because it would stay still and it wouldn't mess up the photo. So. Interesting.
In 1909, her uncle sent her a postcard about commemorating a flight over the English Channel. And that got her started into aviation.
Maybe I could fly.
She is so, like, I don't know, maybe not necessarily daredevil, but she's, like,
yeah,
very adventurous, doing all the things.
I like it.
This is great. Like, we have, like, all these lists of all these things to do, but not really any, like, details. Like, I know she was a sports journalist. I don't know where.
Right, right.
Like.
She showed up in some games, wrote some things down.
Yeah.
Published somewhere.
She attended like a aviation like convention. I forget. They called it like a meeting.
Okay.
But it sounded like it was almost like the World's Fair kind of a thing. Okay. What would we call like a con now in 1909. And she ended up making a little monoplane.
Aww.
A little tester. before she built her own plane. Because she is the first woman to
build a plane?
She designed, built, and flew her own plane.
Oh my gosh. Nice.
And I mean, all of this
doing, right?
All of this is when Amelia Earhart is 12.
Right. Good point.
But she called her plane that she designed the Mayfly because it may fly and it may not.
That is beautiful.
Good one.
She ended up mimicking the wings of seagulls. And it was controlled with, like, a bicycle handle to turn left or right.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And it had, like, foot pedals to go up and down. Because at first it was a glider. It didn't have an engine yet.
Okay, yeah.
So, and it weighed 200 pounds. And she used, like, several different types of, like, wood. Mm-hmm. And she did a test flight with five other men, like, got on it to see if it could, like, hold the weight of another engine. And I'm just thinking of all these men just shitting their pants.
Exactly. Be like, May, will it fly? Will it not fly in May?
But they handed out, since it was a glider, there was like another person on the ground with like a rope. So it's like a kite in case it like gets too far.
With five men on it? Sweet.
And I can't remember. It sounded like maybe she just kind of drove it off like a cliff.
Yeah.
To get it going. Like, not like a, gliding. Like a, you know,
yeah,
like
you
a ridge.
Get started, yeah. Well.
So, since it flew for, I thought I,
How many feet?
So, that worked, yeah.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
So, she went to go buy an engine, like, she had to travel to go buy an engine, and she got, like, the fancy one, and she had to like ship it back. Like she had to travel by boat and by like train to get it back. And passengers were asking her, like, what do you have in that box? She's like, an engine for an airplane. And they're like, what the fuck is an airplane?
Yeah, exactly, right?
Because no one knew what they were.
We don't know what this woman is even saying.
Witchcraft. Like,
it had to be witchcraft. Absolutely.
But she got, like, so excited. She got her engine before she got her fuel tank. So she ended up improvising with a whiskey bottle.
Yes.
And her... And her aunt's ear trumpet as a hose. One of those old-timey...
funnel, basically?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So just, like, stick it in there.
Sweet. All right, I have a... It's not a downer question, because this is just absurdly innovative.
Yeah.
But how can she afford to do all this? Is there any detail about that?
Like, sure. Like,
she
just
come
say...
from a wealthy family, so she had, like, some kind of funds.
She has a sponsor, like Nike or something like that.
She goes around and, like, people are like, sure, maybe.
I mean, she did have a job.
Red Bull was probably her sponsor.
Wings.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. That's what I'm guessing, you know, in the 1800s.
Her job was being an innovator.
Yeah.
I just, you know, the practical side of me that can't even get new carpeting in my house. Like, no, right. How did she go on trains and boats to get an engine?
What did her aunt do? Oh, yeah. Well, both her parents had died. Did she have any kind
well,
of
Well, I don't
like,
know when her dad died.
Or... Oh,
I know
okay.
her mom died when she was young.
Gotcha.
I'm trying to think. And then she had her aunt. Yeah, he was still alive, so I'm not really sure what is with her. I think they just wanted her to have a lady figure in her life.
Sure.
Thing.
Right. Exactly.
Even though her, it sounded like her dad was just like, she can do whatever she wants. So I don't know why they were even trying.
We'll find you those fundings, Katie. We'll figure it out.
Okay. I'm just not dreaming big enough.
Yep. You gotta get a whiskey bottle and an ear funnel and build a plane.
I'm sure I can find those at home.
Exactly. Her first flight with the engine was in August of 1910, and the engine vibrated so much it like caused issues with like the bolts coming loose.
Oh no. The plane's falling apart because of the engine. Great.
Because it's shaking so much. Just like it's shaking. There's like not OSHA standards of this fuel line. No. Like, I'm very surprised it didn't just explode. But it ended up, it went 30 feet up and it traveled a distance of a quarter mile.
Oh, that's pretty good.
So she became the first female aviator in Ireland, and the first powered biplane in Ireland.
Ooh. Mazel tov.
And then there was something with her, I think it was like her aunt or her dad or her uncle had offered her a car, but in exchange she had to stop flying.
Oh.
And she was like, sure. So she
became, it's a new adventure, right?
Yeah.
How fast
so
can I
So cars were
car?
A new thing. This is early 1900s, and especially it's in Ireland, so it's not in America. It's like she got, I'm pretty sure it was a Model T car.
Right.
So she became a car dealer.
Like you do. I like the reinvention side of her, too.
She's just
it's
like,
adventurous
yeah,
and
just do all the
know.
Things.
Yeah, why not?
In 1911, she ended up marrying her cousin, who was from Canada,
okay.
like, came over to propose to her, and then they ended up moving back to Vancouver.
Ah!
And he was literally a lumberjack.
Sweet. Awesome.
But they had a 160-acre farm, so then she was a farmer for a while.
Sure.
They ended up having one daughter, Patricia, who died of tetanus at the age of 16.
Aww.
And after that, she separated from her husband, and she moved back to the UK to become a gardener and a gambler.
Ooh.
You know,
I was
going
to say,
gotta...
one of those is your favorite things? Maybe two of them on a good day. Yeah. Gardening and gambling.
You retire being a gambler.
I like it.
She died in 1971 at 92 years old.
Oh my gosh.
She didn't explode in a rickety airplane.
How?
Maybe like, I'm wrong about this, but when I was looking into Irish gals, I thought I saw that, I saw a little bit about her, and I thought I saw that the person that gave her the car was like, if you quit flying the planes, I'll give you the car, and she ended up racing the car.
I didn't see anything about that? Racing, but she was definitely like selling them. It wouldn't surprise me if she was racing
them. Yeah.
I found that funny when I read that little blurb.
They also only go
not,
like
but...
back then they went like 20 miles an hour or something.
And at least they stayed on the ground. Oh. So it was, well, weird. You know.
Maybe. Wouldn't surprise me if she built a ramp.
Right. And if it, you know, souped up the engine a little bit and suddenly all the bolts started coming out of it again. Got a supercharger.
Yeah. She's an interesting life.
Crazy.
I know.
Like the whole time I'm listening to it, I'm picturing at like the end of Titanic where they're showing all the little pictures of what she does. Mm-hmm. I'm like, right. That's what would be her doing all the things.
Living a full life. That is too cool. Yes, no, I totally dig her. And that's doing a lot in a time when everything is like new and very much adventurous. Like you don't even know what could even happen or if it's even possible on some of the stuff that she was doing. I'm surprised she didn't do any hot air balloonness.
I'm surprised she ended up
but yeah,
living through two world wars. So I'm kind of surprised she didn't like volunteer to be a pilot.
Oh yeah.
In a war.
True.
I mean,
yeah,
she would have been in Canada at that time, but
maybe
she could have gone back.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, true. But then at what age was she at that time? Because there was still the age stipulations, especially with women. Yes.
But I mean, you know, Queen Elizabeth drove the ambulance during World War
II.
Yeah.
She was in her 20s.
Yeah. So, I mean, this she could have driven a car.
Yeah. Maybe she was deep in her lumberjack forest.
She was probably a spy, and we just don't know yet.
Maybe.
Ooh, yeah.
Because there's not a whole lot is left. Like she ended up giving like the frame of her plane to, it sounded like a gentleman's club kind of a thing. And
maybe like an aviation club.
I think the place that she built the plane, which I think was like her uncle's house, is no longer standing. Like we don't have a whole lot
left
of her. Like I don't think we have any letters. Like I'm not sure.
Are there
this
any
is
books
all
about her?
I haven't found any. There is a park named after her.
Aww.
And some people have been doing like some plays and stuff in Ireland, which is great.
Cute. So she's being kept immortalized in a wide variety of ways.
But I think most of the stuff that we know about her is like they interviewed like people's parents that knew her back in the days, I think how they've
gotcha.
Figured out stuff about
her. Probably how you get the really cool stories of her unruliness then. Mm-hmm. Well, she was.
I used to throw rocks at her!
She nearly threw or crashed into the whole town with her plane. Yeah, something.
She sounds like a prime candidate for some Bonnie Jess Villainworth art.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, exactly. Mm-hmm. The only problem is, do you cover one aspect or all aspects of her adventures?
Thinking collage?
Nuts. Too cute. Any other questions, thoughts, ideas? She's fantastic. Sweet. Should I wrap us up
sure.
for the first episode? Look at that. Well, that wraps it up for us this week. Join us next week as another Irish gal is picked to share as the Gals Guide podcast continues. Thanks for listening.
Want to learn about more women of history? Gals Guide opened a unique women's history lending library. Come visit and explore our collection. Learn more at galsguide.org. Thanks for listening.